Regarding Gates, what improved the most, do you think, over the from this last year to this
one? Well, I mean, he missed the year before he came in. He missed half the year because he broke his leg. And so I think it took him a long time for that leg to get back to 100%. So I think his skating is better. Another year in the weight room. You talk about age. I mean, he started his freshman year of college and he was 17 years old, you know, just turning 18. I think his birthday's in early September. So I just think that extra year of maturity, the health factor. He scored, you know, quite a bit in USHL before he got hurt, and you could see the way he could shoot a puck in practice, but, you know, he wasn't in a position to get there all the time. And I think he's learning how to, you know, compete at a higher level day in and day out, and I think that was important for him too.
You never want to take penalties, obviously, but knowing Bob's teams mm-hmm. and their reputation for that power play, I mean, going back to when he was here,
yep,
does
yep.
that change, you know, what you say to guys? Or
Well, I think it's an emphasis no matter who we play that, I mean, you don't want to give somebody six or seven power plays. I mean, you're just playing with fire in that situation. And, you know, if you can maybe have to kill three or four a night, we're not a team that, you know, we're not going to run people over. I mean, we're more of a speed-based team. We're not the biggest team. We have to still learn to go through some people. I think that we have to do a better job with that. But I think the one thing you take away from the first couple weekends of how the game is being called is that you have to play the game with your feet. The minute you start reaching with your stick, the minute you start grabbing in the corner, you're gonna get a penalty, and you know you just can't do that. And you know it's an emphasis, something we talk about. But you need those games to see and evaluate how the officials are going to call, because we all know how it works. I mean, the players will adjust. It's just, you know, whether if the referees call it tight, the players, you know, have to back off some of the things they do. If they start to let the game go, well, you know, the players are going to start reaching with their sticks. And I think it's good that we're going in that direction and emphasizing how we want the rules to be called. And now it's up to the players to adjust to that.
Otherwise, we're kind of expecting to ice the same lineup they did in Alaska and
Well, I mean, I think you'll continue to see us probably rotate some players this weekend. You know, Glover's back and available now this weekend. Now we got to get him back into, you know, game shape and leaning on somebody. You know, but I like the way the guys have played on the back end so far this year. You know, same thing up front. I mean, we got in 15 forwards in the game last weekend, but, you know, barring injury, we're not going to get 15 forwards in the games this weekend.
21 goals in three games, different one is an exhibition. But is that confidence in the bank compared to last year's?
Yeah, I think when you start out the year, I think any player, I mean, you want to get that goal. I mean, you watch that Wild game last night and Palmville scored, right? I mean, he was pretty happy because would it take him 20-plus games last year to get that first one? I think when you're an offensive player, the sooner you can get that first goal, you're just like, oh, I got that relief. I scored a goal. You know, now somebody's not asking me 8 games in the season, when are you going to get your first one or later? And I think that's the load off the mind. So the more you can get on the board early, I think the better it is mentally for a player.
As a coaching staff, how does that help you identify who your scorers are going to be?
Well, I think you see that in practice. But again, you have an idea in practice, but it still comes down to who's going to do it in a game. I mean, you can say, geez, I scored all these goals in practice, but it still comes down to you gotta show me in a game. And you know, the guys that are starting to put the puck in the net are, you know, they'll find that their spot in the lineup elevated. And if guys, you know, the elevator can go up and down on a different line. And we don't really have set lines or anything right now. You know, this is kind of how it's fallen out to give us some good balance. I think we talked about that, you know, our team was best last year. We had good balance. And the one thing I see this year is I think we have better balance through 4 lines. Last year, for the half year, we kind of had 2 lines. And then at the end, we had 3. But now I feel like I have a lot of confidence in all 4 lines in pretty much any situation.
When you get a guy like Brandon, a freshman, contributing the way he has, it's got to be
a good showing. Well, I mean, he's a lead player. I mean, I think he has a chance to be a real special player. You see the explosiveness, his vision, I mean, his hands, you know, his hunger to be an elite player. And I think that's infectious on everybody else. So, you know, that's been a nice, you know, boost to our guys up front. Because even for us as coaches, it just gives you more options of what you can do. You know, so now, you know, up the middle, if you got Klus and Novak and Rem and Romenko. I mean, that's 4 pretty good centers, different types of players, but, you know, all are going to contribute in their own way.
Vinny was one of the best face-off guys in the country last year, mm-hmm. and Rem's kind of slid into that center spot. What went into that decision to have him in the middle?
Just because the success that Rem had playing center a year ago, and he's gonna move the puck. We don't have a lot of right shots, you know, so we needed somebody on the wing, and Vinny's played center, played wing. I mean, he's still gonna take some draws. He's still gonna be the first guy low sometimes in our own zone, so we're not too concerned about that. But you know, that's where we all have to be a little unselfish, and you know, that doesn't mean Vinny's not gonna play center down the line. But as of today, you know, we kind of like the way it's fallen out with our lines.